Whoa! Whoa! Thank you!
Moment of prayer for all those affected by the coronavirus. Too many. Okay, let's go inside and take a second with a couple officers who are good Samaritans, doing their job, actually coming and helping a young lady in our building, not a young lady, a good friend who needed, who lost her purse.
And you guys are heroes, no doubt about it. And you rang and you said that you have a pocketbook for somebody in the building, apartment 2R, good friend Linda. And you went up to see if she was there. And at this point, and I called her and I haven't heard, because she has a nice doggy, Brendan, and she walks him and probably is out there. So what happened? Somebody you found that, or you found it, or what happened?
Somebody found it on 82nd Street and called us.
On 82nd?
Yes, in the courtyard.
Okay. So, and you guys, and you went to the courtyard, you found it?
Yes.
And brought it back?
Make sure Linda is okay also.
Yeah, that's an important thing.
Yes, make sure she wasn't a victim of a crime or anything like that.
Right, and that she's physically okay too.
Yes.
So this is what we'll do here. You know, you've asked me for my identification, Reverend Paul Slatkus, yes. And we'll be happy to give you that. And I'll take it.
Yes.
I'll sanitize it a little because I'm afraid of everything, like everybody.
Right.
And then I will check with her here and later. I left a message and then I'll bring it to her. And I know her 35 years.
Thank you very much.
Okay, guys.
Just gonna take a picture of your ID before.
Okay, here, take my ID and make a picture of it. All right, so how are you guys faring here? How are you doing?
We're doing good. Coming along.
It's not an easy scenario. It's not easy for you guys any day.
Yes.
And now with the COVID, is there some things that are a little more difficult now in general?
Yes.
Like what would you, it's maybe even hard to even get up to somebody to handcuff them if they're doing not a good thing, right?
It's a lot more things we gotta do with the masks and the gloves and everything.
Right.
People call for social distancing, so we have to, deal with that now. We're gonna have to do that before.
Uh-huh, okay.
But it's coming along.
force, and this is the kind of mask you have, not the, you got a halfway decent N95, and you got like a Lone Ranger mask.
Yeah, it's just some bar.
Okay. You have access to the N95s?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. And boy, are you all set? Guys, thank you very much for taking time here. All right.
Hey, Haga.
You're big heroes. Thank you very much. All right.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to read you this. This is my prayer for you. Comfort on difficult days, smiles when sadness intrudes, rainbows to follow the clouds, laughter to kiss your lips, hugs when spirits sag, sunsets to warm your heart, friendships to brighten your being, beauty for your eyes to see, faith so you can believe, confidence when you have doubt, patience to accept the truth, courage to know yourself, and love to complete your life. Okay, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in. I put a link there for today's show. We really had good people doing good things. Great poetry by Dr. Mario Padilla. We showed some things about it. Well, we showed a cool horse. Goes around into senior citizen homes and gives life to those in need. And then we had a whole story on coronavirus with some what we think might be cures that people have shared with us. So I suggest you go to our COVID-19 and story and take a look at it. All right. Thank you very much. And stay safe and wise and caring and loving. That's the key. Thanks. Bye-bye.